This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Don't wait. You can find us up on the website, therealside.com. It's all there, including a live chat room. You can find us on several Facebook pages. You mean there's a dozen ways to get in touch with the show. For some of you who've been asking about the app, that'll be done in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, thereabouts. And the great thing about the app is you'll be able to listen live there. You'll be able to watch live there. You'll be able to check out the stories on the website. Be all kinds of stuff that you'll be able to get involved with. If you just want to listen to the show live because your local radio station is not handling it, you can do it on the phone. Pump it through your car. Retired pastor and wife who claimed that they were barred from hosting a Bible study in a senior complex finally decided to file suit. We need to keep doing this. You can't forget this stuff. You can't push it aside and go, oh, well, no big deal. They're all a big deal. You cannot let them have one chunk. Right? I mean, not one bite out of this. An elderly Virginia couple has sued the owners of a senior living apartment complex, claiming that they were kicked out of hosting the weekly Bible study classes. Now, the federal lawsuit filed in Richmond, Virginia, alleges the housing discrimination against Community Realty, which managed the Evergreens at Smith Run Complex in Fredericksburg. Kenneth Haug, it looks like, a retired Lutheran minister and his wife, said that they were hosting their classes in the complex's community room, and they were threatened with eviction if they didn't stop. The management company, they have real hostility to religious residents, and it violates federal law and taints Virginia's long history of religious freedom. Right now, Leah Patterson is the associate counsel for the First Liberty Institute, which filed the lawsuit. She said that we're asking the court to hold the management company accountable for violating the Haug's right to exercise their faith in their home, and to ensure no other residents have to suffer through this again. The couple, who had lived in the facility since 2017, claims management discriminated against them by first banning everyone from saying grace before their meal and then barring them from hosting the Bible study. How can you keep somebody from saying grace at their own seat? Is that what we've come to? And that's really funny, too, because if you don't believe in it, why do you care? Yeah, why make a big deal out of it if you don't believe in it? Community Reality cited complaints from other residents who alleged the couple, both in their 80s, had been harassing people and pressuring them to join the Bible study. The company did not immediately return phone calls to the local news source. Of course they didn't. They're cowards. When these guys get called out, that's why I keep telling you, don't let them get away with it. Call them out on this stuff. Haug, in an interview with the local Fox affiliate in D.C., said it was all a big misunderstanding. This was a mix-up. Protestants of all stripes, Roman Catholics, and I don't know who else. We didn't make that a point. It was open to anybody that wanted to participate and was welcome to do so, he said. First Liberty said it had asked the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to investigate whether Community Realty practiced religious discrimination. which means they're going to be looking at all the places that they manage. That'd be good. No, look at, they would do it to us, and they did do it to us under Obama. You couldn't even say the word Bible. If you had the word Bible, if it looked like you heard the word, had the word Bible inscribed on anything, it was over. Time for you to go to jail. It's really funny for those, it's when a Muslim says he's practicing his or her faith, right? I mean, prayer rooms, prayer blanket, whatever it takes, we're supposed to do what we can to accommodate them. Don't really think about it. Think about the stories I've done over and over and over again. But when it comes to the Christian faith, you can't practice anything. They don't want to see the Bible, hear the Bible. They don't even know that you know the Bible. Otherwise, it's some kind of infringement on them. He goes on to say that it seems to me so obvious why people should be free to express their basic convictions, their basic understanding of philosophical, theological, culturally, without any limitations. He went on to say that I believe that we are guaranteed that right by law, and I think that's enough reason to stand our ground. And see, these are the things I wish some of you who listen to the show in those areas would help out with. I don't care what it is. Maybe you need to send emails. Send them $10. Help them raise a few bucks here and there. Other than that, nobody's asking you for a whole bunch. At least I'm not. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. House Democrats get slapped in the head again. I always love these stories. Well, more than you know. Finally, we have judges that are paying attention to the law. Finally, we have judges that understand what the law is and who's got the right to do what. All right, so the Dems' lawsuit over Trump's border security agenda, well, they've hit their own kind of wall. Let's call it judge. Right? There were rumblings of a serious policy shift when it came to enforcing our borders. Border Patrol was going to get on the spot. They had the authority to determine the legitimacy of asylum seekers. Right now, the number of arrests at the borders every six figures. Out of control. Now, they blame Trump for this, which I think is really funny, because Trump wants to clamp down on the borders. So somebody's getting the message out to those people way down south. You got to go now. You got to get there now. You got to get over now. You got to get over the border now. So I wonder who's really driving that. The number of arrests at the border have reached six figures. It's the worst surge in migrants in over a decade. And yes, it's a crisis. But the Democrats don't want to acknowledge it, and they don't want to tackle it. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of the program, if you would. You know, you can send me an email with to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can send me an email and let me know stupid things. You know, seriously, you want somebody on the show, you want a certain topic, maybe you heard something somewhere you want somebody to check into. Just make sure you start the subject line with a TRS. If you do that, then I know it's not somebody just trying to sell me something. I know it's a listener that truly wants to get involved and engaged. Other than that, if you want to head up to the website, we'd be more than happy for you to click on the donate button. Throw a few bucks our way. We're very happy with that. Or if you want to be noticed by text messaging, you can text TRS to 55-222. That's TRS to 55-222. Let's get back at it. The Democrats hit a wall of their own in trying to stop the president from building the wall. The judge, a judge said, "Hey, I'm not buying what you're selling, okay, to stop the president here." I mean, we have one of the worst surges in history going on. We've got Border Patrol agents and management and Homeland Security agents management talking about how this needs to be done. We need the wall. Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McLennan said that they were running out of money to deal with the crisis. His predecessor, Kristen Nielsen, said that 80% of the asylum seekers' claims are not legitimate. She wasn't saying that off the cuff. The judges have found 80% of the claims are not legitimate. And when they go to deport these people, send them back, they can no longer find them. On top of this, you know, what I love about this is now they want this, according to another judge's ruling, they're cutting the time in half that it takes to get these people out or to get them in front of a judge. If you can't get them in front of a judge within, I don't know what it was, originally it was 45 days or something like that. They got it down to 20 days now. So it's really simple. I would just hire a whole bunch, get a whole bunch of retired judges out of retirement, get them down there, give them a bunch of black robes and a desk, and I'm telling you, just do a checkbox thing. But, you know, if they don't get 6 of the 10, they're out, they're gone. And just crank these out all day long. Send them back. But the people know how to work the system. They really do. Right? The help of enforcement, you all know about President Trump's border wall, which had to, you know, had yet to be built. His key 2016 campaign promise. The Dems are pushing really hard to keep him from being able to do it. Trump's tried to allocate other monies in defense budget to build a wall. Right? And the Democrats are having a real fit with this. They don't want him to build a wall. They're not interested in the wall. House Democrats filed a legal challenge to block the reallocation of funds, which has one judge skeptical of their legal rationale. Now, that's according to a Bloomberg article. A U.S. House of Representatives attempt to block President Donald Trump from spending $6.1 billion on a southern border wall ran into what would be a major obstacle of its own on Thursday. A skeptical federal judge said, you know what, I don't trust you guys. That's right. The Democrat-led chamber asked U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden in Washington to bar the administration from reallocating money from other Defense Department projects in the wake of Congress's outright refusal to give the president all the funding he sought for the project. But the judge, you know that old saying, what goes around comes around? But the judge, a 2017 Trump nominee, had reservations, opining at the outset about an apparent lack of legal precedent and whether the courts even have the right or are the right forum to resolve disputes between the executive and legislative branches. The so-called, see, they don't really. They're co-equal, right? Legislative, judicial, for those of you who don't read, you know, that's the judges. Right? They're not supposed to override each other. If you don't like a law, you don't like it. Just like the acting Homeland Security Director said to just the other day, look, you guys fix the law. You rewrite it. You change it. You make it. They don't want to enforce. They don't want anybody to enforce the law, yet they don't want to change the law. McFadden asked the House lawyer, Douglas, whether his clients had exhausted all other avenues for resolving its dispute with Trump administration. He said it had. The House attorney responded it was, it's all been no. Now, the standoff over the funding, which began in December, resulted in a record 35-day partial shutdown. Remember that? Both houses of Congress appropriated just $1.4 billion for Trump's wall. Not enough money. This is all part of the House Democrats' strategy, all out war against the president. Come on, you know this is true. There's nothing that they want to do for him. They don't want him to have one win. They don't want him to have one thing where he can say he did it, he got it accomplished, and look at what a good job. Look what it's done. Look how good it's working. You know, they promise the usual run-of-the-mill trash liberal agenda, right? You can't do that if you're investigating and waging. Look, if all they're doing is spending all their resources investigating and not even investigating, they're trying to dig something up. Anything that even smells like it might be wrong. That's why I wouldn't give them the 10 years of taxes. Seriously. Unless they can point to a specific incident that they're trying to prove. Not look for, but trying to prove. We have a witness 9.5 years ago that said, A, B, C, and D, and you gave them this much money for this, and you were able to start building this, and got a loan from such and such a bank. Now you can go back to 9.5 years, grab the banking records for that year, and look and see what you can nail him on. It's not a free-for-all where you get to go back over every one of his records to look for something that doesn't jive. They want they want his taxes. They're going to impeach him or try to impeach him on anything. They're wasting their time. They need 3/4 of Congress. They're not going to get it. They don't have the votes. Even after 2 different investigations to speak of, said there was no Russian collusion, they're still on it. Now it's not just Russian collusion. Now it's obstruction of justice as well. It's just amazing. And it's not that I think he's not guilty because he's the guy, he's my president, he's the guy I want in there. Really, think about it. Because he was voted in. He was legally and duly voted in. Whether you like it or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, Kellyanne Conway had a field day with Pelosi today. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. A lot more after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's the breaking news. Conservatives, Republicans, and supporters of the president have been waiting months and months for President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president says he wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. A wild time at the White House. House with high-level insults between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. He bashes the Speaker of the House, calling her
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
She says she's praying for him and hoping his family or his people would stage an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Really, don't just be a bump in the log. Don't sit around doing nothing or doing nothing. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You know, you can... You can hit the donation button. That wouldn't bother me at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kellyanne Conway went after Nancy Pelosi big time today. We no longer have a Congress that are filled with Americans trying to do things for the American people. What we have now is a Congress that's extremely ideological. And, you know, again, if you look at what's going on and you're honest about it, the biggest fight really going on, I know it's between Pelosi and Trump, but look at the inside the Democratic Party between the far left progressives and the middle of the road sane Democrats. Now, as you saw covered earlier during an interview with Fox News Wednesday, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway explained what went down after President Trump's infrastructure meeting with White House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Right? Now you hear, isn't it funny? He threw a temper tantrum because he ran out, because he walked out of the room. That's a temper tantrum. No, actually, that's a negotiating ploy. Same thing that Ronald Reagan did. At one point in time, when negotiations broke down the Soviet Union, Ronnie says, "I guess we're done here," and he left. And it was great, because the Dems, they can never take credit for that. They'd like to, but they can't. They can never take credit for the fall of the Soviet Union. They can never take credit for the peace and the weakening of the Soviet Union and communism. Only Ronnie gets that, because he was willing to fight it. Remember, you can go back and look in those days. It was cowboy diplomacy. This president's going to get us into World War IV. Skip right over three. I mean, they were just feeding the fear of many Americans. Conway went on to say, clearly Pelosi can't control her temper. Conway said that during a Fox News interview Thursday morning, adding that the speaker kept her car running before even walking into the White House. What does that tell you? Right? Conway was also fuming over how she had been treated by the speaker. During the very brief three-minute meeting, Conway asked Pelosi if she had a direct response for him. She said, "I'm responding to the president, not staff, Pelosi." You know, they should do the same thing. Remember, the congressman, little Jerry Weeblos Nadler, he wants the AG to respond to staff and not them. He wants the people he's sending out subpoenas to respond to staff and not them. Use the same response. I would start it with, according to your speaker, to your leader, and will not be addressing staff. Pelosi was asked about Conway's remarks during a press conference Thursday morning, immediately said that she wasn't going to talk about her. Well, no, because she had no response. Right? Conway went further and really exposed Pelosi's elitism. Let's see if I can. I want to try to play the clip rather than speak it, you know? Let's see if I can get this thing to play. Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it.
What was the exchange between you and the speaker in the meeting that blew up, and how did she respond?
I treated her the way I treat you. I started out saying, respectfully, Madam Speaker, would you like to address the specific points the president raised? That was it. And she did what she does all the time, which is said, I talk to the president, not to staff. Because after all, she thinks we're all staff. I believe she's the sixth or so richest member of Congress and behaves that way. She treats me as she might treat her maid or her pilots or makeup artist or her wardrobe consultants. I told her, gee, it's so pro-woman of you. My whole point was the president spoke for 3 minutes and was very specific about why he was turning around and walking out very calmly. She didn't address any of that. She did what she often does, which was get off topic, way off message, and she started talking about Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt. Might be here a while. And what they had done on infrastructure. So everybody let her finish. No idea what that was about. Let her finish. And then I filled the air just saying, respectfully, Madam Speaker, which is the way I started out. I was showed great respect because I always do. I was raised by a woman, not a wolf, so I show everybody respect, even when they don't show me respect. And that's all she had to say, and then she stormed out. But I will tell you, there were Democrats with her who looked like they wanted to stay. I think some of those public work Democrats would have liked to have stayed and at least had a conversation with Secretary Mnuchin or Director Kudlow or any of us just to say, Chuck Schumer had his 35-page plan. Leave it on the desk. Email it. I can send someone over to I'll go get it myself right now if he actually has a 35-page plan that he wants us to see. Why is it a secret? Is he covering it up? Is it in a lockbox?
You know, when you hear these people talk, I would love to have heard the rest of this interview. I don't mean the whole interview or the press conference, but I want to hear what the reporters asked next, because I'm sure it was the dumbest question in the world, right? You know, in 2009, during Pelosi's first speakership, Judicial Watch uncovered documents from the Department of Defense detailing her multiple requests for military air travel. Travel. The documents included internal DOD email correspondence detailing attempts by the DOD staff to accommodate Pelosi's numerous requests, because they needed to have military escorts and military aircraft as well. But most of the time, she had these last-minute cancellations and or changes. That doesn't cost us anything. That doesn't put anybody out. In response to a series of requests for military aircraft, one Defense Department official wrote, "Any chance of politely querying Pelosi's team if they really intend to do all these, or are they just picking every weekend?" Right? Because there's no need to block every weekend. Because somebody has to be on call. Somebody has to be ready to go. Right? The email that they grabbed also showed that Pelosi's office had a history of canceling many requests. One DOD official complained about the hidden costs associated with the speaker's last-minute changes and cancellations. "We have folks prepping jets, crews driving in. Some of them don't have a short drive. Right? Cooking meals and pre-flighting the jet." Really, think about it. They have to have mechanics on call. They have to have people taking care of the plane on the outside, the tarmac, the food, everything. But that's that elitist attitude. You're here for me. You're not here for the American people. You're not here for everybody else. You're here for me. You're here for my wishes and what I need to do. I work hard as a congresswoman. Not really, but... And this stuff will never stop. It really will never stop. Because the left really will, they will always make an excuse for any one of these people. All right. So we have, this is another good one. The electoral college system. Now, I've played this one a million times for you. I'm not going to play it again. I love the explanations that are given, and there have been plenty of. And when you come against the electoral college system, it's simply to say, well, the popular vote doesn't count in the electoral college system. Well, actually, it does. Just not the way you think. Right? When you think about how the electoral college works and how it was meant to work, it would be working fine today. But they've had to jerk it around and play with it and so on. This is going to end up in front of the Supreme Court. I know it is. Because it's not constitutional what they're doing, what they're asking for. Because the Nevada State Senate now has decided to go the way of Delaware, Colorado, and a dozen other states in allocating its electoral votes to whoever wins the national popular vote. Which totally circumvents what was meant to be. The bill now heads to Democratic Governor Stephen Sisolak for signature. And you know he will. The Nevada Senate passed the bill. And it will give the state's electoral college votes to the winner of the presidential election national popular vote, sending the legislation to the desk of... You know what would be really cool? No, you know what would be really cool is if some of these states that Trump barely took, he takes by more numbers this time, and they have to give it to him. Wouldn't that be great? Watching them stamp their feet, spinning around in circles, being totally miffed. I would enjoy that to no end. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot coming up. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people you kind of like, sort of like, how to get a hold of the show and tell them how they have to listen to the show. Hey, go heat up your coffee. Come on back. We'll be here. I promise.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address. You can. There's so much you can do there to help make it a little easier for you to get the show. Get information on the show. We do, you know, we do have a lot going on a regular basis. You know, we, I love playing clips from many sources, but socialism debate versus capitalism. Not that we're in a world of hurt. Well, we're going to be. If we don't start reaching out, if you guys don't start reaching out to your nieces, nephews, and your kids, your grandkids, well, truly let them know what you know about, what you believe about capitalism, and why it does the right, why it's good for us, why it is, it does the right thing. Here, take a listen. Let's see if I can, let's see if we can enlighten you a little bit here, right?
Capitalism versus socialism debate continues on the political stage, but how many young people really know what this is all about? I went down to the NYU campus to find out what students thought was the best policy for America. Listen to what they had to say.
Socialism, capitalism.
Which one?
Capitalism. Why?
I don't know. Wait, I was going to say socialism.
Wait, socialism, socialism. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Socialism versus capitalism. Socialism versus capitalism.
Can you define both of them?
Socialism versus capitalism.
I'd say socialism.
Younger people seem to be geared towards the socialism side, government paying for everything. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that's a good thing.
There's a lot of appeal to socialism. I feel like a lot of European countries follow that model.
Like Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden.
Bernie believes in taxing the wealthy, people that worked hard for the money, and believes that a Medicare for all should work, but then how do you pay for something like that?
I don't know exactly how that would work out.
You're going to pay more taxes?
Yes.
You're going to pay for everybody?
Yes.
I am willing to pay for everybody. I know that this country's been founded on capitalism.
You know, I'd like to get to know her, because if she's willing to pay for everything, I got a couple of cars I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a few restaurants I've never been to, but I'll need a jet to get there. You know, if anybody know her number, recognize her, please get it to me.
But a lot of the ideals are kind of, I think, messed up. Can you define socialism for me? No. Can you define capitalism for me? No.
Do you know your first name?
They both are evil to me. I believe in anarchy.
Bernie Sanders says free school, free education. Thoughts on that?
I don't necessarily know if I think school should be free, but it definitely needs to be a lot cheaper and more accessible.
So what does that mean? Lowering tuition or providing more scholarships?
I would say both.
But then who's going to pay for those scholarships, and then who's going to help fund the universities when they're not getting as much money?
You know, you think about this stuff, and you have to stop. You gonna be okay over there? You know, they don't know what they're talking about. That's the thing. They really don't understand what they're asking for. And it's too bad, because I'm sure some of these kids are bright in other areas. But when it comes to this kind of thing, now, I've got somebody I was talking today about the... But where we're at with these kids, where we're going to be at, are we going to be able to survive the coming uneducated? God bless. And I don't know. I can't tell you. I have no magic bullets. I have no magic answers. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I couldn't resist doing that one. But seriously, folks, you gotta reach out to those around you. You gotta reach out to those around you that you know about, that you love, that you care about. And that's the only way you're gonna fix this. That's the only way you're gonna turn this around. Right? Otherwise, I don't know what's left. If you don't help these kids, what's left? You're gonna end up in what, a cycle? I don't know, decades of pseudo-socialism funded by capital. I mean, I don't know how they would do this. Oh, here's a good one, too. There was a college professor. He was forced out of his PhD program because of his open faith in Jesus Christ. This is, and some of you think this is like, oh, you're picking the fringe stories, but they're really not the fringe stories. These happen on a regular basis. We just don't talk about them on a regular basis. Because frankly, if I just went down the religious side of the aisle, that's all I'd be talking about because of this stuff that happens. Well, he said, well, as an undergrad at the Salt Lake Community College in 1991, he said he gave a presentation in front of his class, in front of his Humanities 101 class. He argued that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, citing evidence for his resurrection. He said his professor literally cut me off during my presentation, told me it was over and that I couldn't proceed. He later informed me that I was no longer welcome in the course because of my proselytizing. Now, here's the backstory. My professor had been teaching on myth for about 6 weeks. He listed Jesus among them. So after he assigned a project in which the students were free to present on virtually anything, he said, I made my move. He said, when myth became fact, the fulfillment of the Messianic Bible prophecy. and the professor couldn't handle it. He said, next I received an F for proselytizing. I called a lawyer, met with the college president to notify him that a legal letter was on its way, and then waited to see who would flinch first. He persuaded the professor to let me back into the classroom so long as I would shut up. Now, I wish I could say things got better after that, but really, they got worse. Universities claim to prize diversity. They don't. We know this. You hear this every night. They're not interested in diversity and inclusivity. They'll include you in their group if you're willing to give up your belief system and buy into theirs. We can help with that. But this means little more than a fixation with certain skin pigment and private parts. It doesn't include viewpoint diversity. He's right. As long as you're diverse in every area other than religious, other than Christian, they're good with you. Right? Fast forward 7 years, he said he was completing a time working in pastoral ministry with a high school and college students. He said, I was sick of seeing my students fall away from their faith whenever they'd attend a secular baptism universities or baptismal universities. He said, then an idea struck. He said, I pondered the valiant story of the Greeks in the city of Troy. The Greeks failed to broach the walls of the city for decades, but then they devised a creativity, a stealth plan to enter via the infamous Trojan horse. He said, I realized that Christians had largely failed to engage the secular universities. The walls were too large. He said, I thought we needed a stealth plan to reclaim. You know what? Hit them in the head. Well, we'll read on here. He said, I figured I'd start with me. I entered the PhD philosophy program at Purdue University in 2004. 6 weeks in, I was shocked that I was receiving prank calls at 3 a.m. from fellow grad students. They were mocking me for my faith. The next semester, I recall receiving a permanent note in my file from a Marxist professor who claimed I was schizophrenic. While he was not a clinical psychologist capable of judging my schizophrenia, he believed religion was the opiate of the masses and that the beliefs in religion were delusional. He said, I tried to be as stealth as possible, kept my head down, graduate. He said, nonetheless, I could not avoid the hostility. While in my fifth year, I was sabotaged near the finish line. The atheist director of grad studies found a way to work in tandem with a longtime friend, my advisor, to root me out. I was ABD, all but dissertation. With a 3.5 GPA, I completed all coursework, languages, exams. My funding was even from a different department, but my dissertation committee chair informed me that he dropped me. He said it was because I had too much of a faith perspective. So if you think that this war is over, this fight is over, I'll post the rest of the story up online. But this is why I keep saying to you guys for years. I've been saying it for years on the show. Until we take back the education system, really take it back the way it was meant to be from day one, we're going to keep losing, and you're going to lose your kids. Okay? You're going to lose them to ignorance. You just heard that a minute ago. They take stances on socialism versus communism, and they don't know anything about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You'll need it later on. We'll be here all week. Hopefully you will, too. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow.